It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. I followed a spider the other day. This isn't a usual pastime of mine, but the looks of this spider were so wild and beautiful, I couldn't help but notice it. The spider's body was about the size of a fuzzy raisinette. With its legs outstretched, it was about the size of a quarter. A spider has only two body parts, a cephalothorax and an abdomen. The cephalothorax is what the spider's legs attach to, and it's also where you find the spider's eyes and mouth parts. The abdomen is the larger of the two body parts. This spider's cephalothorax was black, with a white outline. Its eight legs were hairy, with alternate black and white bands, and its abdomen was an intense brick red, with an obscure design in the center, where it looked like some of the red had been rubbed off. So there we were, the spider and I, on the rocky shore of Flathead Lake. I was merely visiting for a weekend, but I assume the spider is a full-time resident. The spider made its way over the smallish, multicolored rocks. So did I. A fly landed on a low rock a number of inches from the spider. The spider moved toward the fly and paused on a rock next to and slightly above it. The spider's abdomen tilted back, away from its cephalothorax, and then the spider pounced. It literally jumped right onto the spot where the fly was resting. It was quick, but the fly was even quicker. Off it flew, and the spider reoriented itself and kept walking. Although I was trying to be stealthy, I stumbled loudly. The spider whipped itself around and stared at me. It stared so long that I became somewhat unnerved. Although most spiders have eight eyes, they are usually what are known as simple eyes. These are eyes that are only able to discern light and dark. So was I being paranoid? Was I giving this spider human qualities? How could it stare at me if it could only make out light and dark? And what was up with the jumping? Turns out that this spider was from the family Salticidae, commonly known as jumping spiders. Jumping spiders have the sharpest vision of all spiders, and their eyes are arranged in a characteristic way. If I had had a magnifying glass with me, and if the spider had allowed me to use it, I would have seen two large eyes in the center of its face. This pair of eyes is able to see detail and color for quite a distance, up to 20 times the length of the spider itself. These large central eyes are referred to as the anterior median eyes, and they have no peripheral vision. There is a small eye on either side of the anterior median eyes, and there are two pairs of eyes on the top of the cephalothorax. These six eyes give the spider peripheral vision. They can't see details, but they do have a wide view of the spider's surroundings. A large part of a jumping spider's brain is devoted to sight and the processing that goes along with it. Jumping spiders have been known to follow a person's finger with their eyes, just like some of us are asked to do in the optometrist's office. The keen eyesight of the jumping spider, together with its ability to jump, make it an excellent hunter. These spiders don't spin webs or dig holes in order to trap their prey. They do exactly what the spider I followed did. They stalk and pounce. Remember how jumping spiders can see at a distance of up to 20 times their body length? Well, they can jump up to 50 times their body length. That would be like me, at 5 feet 8 inches, jumping about 300 feet. I find it a bit odd that jumping spiders can jump twice as far as they can see. In this case, the old adage, look before you leap, wouldn't be of much use. Although the spider that I watched made a number of exciting jumps, none of them were even close to being 50 times its body length. Since jumping spiders stalk their prey, it is rare for them to jump as far as they are able. I would guess that they save their biggest jumps for the times when they are being pursued. Jumping spiders are found all over the world, and although they are well known, very few actual field studies have been done on them. If you're interested in learning more about their behavior, do what I did and follow one around. But don't be surprised if you're the one who ends up feeling watched. This is Sally Sills for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. You can contact us at our Nature Center in Missoula at 327-0405 or visit us on the web at www.thenaturecenter.org.